No, I think it was inevitable that once the suspects were identified that they would be found. It was not in any way surprising that they were identified, because the modern age is such that everyone has cell phones, there's video surveillance. It's very difficult in a public place to commit a crime without being seen.
Of course, many people would ask how it is possible for two young people to amass such an amount of explosives and presumably guns without anybody noticing anywhere. How would you answer that?
This may be part of a conspiracy. They may not be the only persons involved. And, of course, sadly, in the United States, it is possible to amass a lot of weaponry and a lot of ammunition without being noticed, because we have very liberal laws as far as obtaining weapons. Because of that, we have many cases in which persons who are intent on murdering other people have no trouble in putting together a big arsenal.
As you know, there is an intense national debate here in the United States over the issue of gun control. What effect do you think the Boston bombings and the subsequent events will have on this ongoing debate?
I think that they probably won't have much effect, because many of these weapons may have been obtained illegally. In the case of the Newtown, Connecticut massacre, those were weapons that were obtained legally. It remains to be seen. I think a lot will depend on how these weapons were obtained and how big the arsenal is and how big the conspiracy turns out to be. If it's a well-organized terrorist act, many people will conclude that the gun control laws could not have prevented it and that gun control is not the issue in this particular case.
If, in fact, it is finally established that these two suspects are from the Chechnya region of Russia or Kyrgyzstan, both predominantly Muslim, would this be cause of concern for Muslims in this country to fear possibly more profiling than which they feel they're subjected to already?
I don't think so. I think that Americans understand that these criminals don't represent the Muslim American population. And I believe that this will not lead to persecution against the law-abiding Muslims who live in this country and who are loyal to this country.